as my research, I don't find that to be true at all. He's an Australian film composer, right?
Named
Peter Best. He did Crocodile Dundee in 86. He did Muriel's Wedding in 94. Yeah, so he did both Crocodile Dundees and both Barry McKenzie's. And he's Australian, so I doubt it's our Peter, you know, the Beatles' Peter Best.
Can I just say he's probably the best of the Beatles?
That's the name of his book or documentary or something.
No, album. Didn't like when he his first solo album was called Best of the Beatles?
I guess so, because I've heard of Best of the Beatles and I know it's Peter Best. So, you know, Peter Best really sucked as a drummer, but Peter Better was awful.
Peter Better, yeah.
Peter Good could play songos.
They're rocking out. They really are. I'm glad they took a break in this movie and had a little hippie jam.
This movie was not done well. It just,
it was huge.
Exactly. It's an adventure, right? I guess, but there should have been an ending, don't you think? Like when he like decides that the Brits are okay, or I don't know, something that ties a liaison between Australia and England. It needed to wrap up some way that worked, and that doesn't happen in this film. It just ends.
Well, he rides again in the sequel, so maybe it picks up.
I would have to see it, and don't you dare.
You would only have to see it if we did do it for our show, and it is on YouTube, and it is a sequel to a movie we saw, so.
God damn it! Oh, this is in my future. Australia! Meaningful and urgent. G'day.
All right, here comes Barry. All the way from Australia.
Right. But he's going to give an explanation about puking in the sea.
Now, is it true his brother is not Spuds McKenzie if they're not related?
That's right, they are not related. It's from different times. And also, Spuds McKenzie dies.
Spuds McKenzie's a girl. Girl dog.
So it's a sister?
Yeah, I guess so. The actual dog was a lady dog.
I really think a Spuds McKenzie should have been a boy, right? A beer drinker.
Well, you suppose he always hung out with models. I mean, maybe he was...
Yeah, that's a good point, too. I mean, I can't see a Spuds McKenzie. Look, if it was a sipping Chardonnay, I just can't see it.
Oh, right. Maybe Bud Dry. So he's singing the vomit song.
Right.
Good. Two musical numbers.
And this, like, if you put on his record and you hear the crackle of the vinyl going, and then you'd hear this. Drink it up. Drink it up. Chunder in the old Pacific Sea. Okay, that's the whole song. Chunder in the old Pacific Sea. Drink it up. Drink it up. And that, he means the beers. Have another tube of Foster's with me. He doesn't say Foster's. Drink it up. Chunder in the old Pacific Sea.
Wow. That's kind of ballsy to sing a beer drinking song to hippies. Right.
The old Pacific Sea. So that's our big funny joke, and that made him popular. I don't know. Back then, people would put on that vinyl. Ah, chunder in the old... And then they would be. To, you know, raking their yard outside, thinking in their head, in the old Pacific. Laughing at the ground is puking. Technicolor yawn is puking. Maybe I already went through these.
Oh, I think you did, but I liked hearing them.
Well, I have sex ones. Knee trembler. Bangs like a dunny door. Goes off like an alarm clock.
Go off like an alarm clock.
That is something sexual. They abbreviate everything. That's a big deal. Like, beverages bevy and soapies on the telly, you know. Right. Their registration is the Rajo. I got me Rajo.
Now, does this bother you, or are you like, whatever?
Put the billy on. Shut your cake hole. We know that one. Tinkum. Yeah. What is tinkum?
Tinkle. What, yeah. Ivana Tinkle?
Ivana Tinkle. She was the Trump, that's the married name of, cold as a mother-in-law's kiss. That one we can relate to. Fell out of the ugly tree. That one we would know.
Yeah, sure. I've heard that.
Popular as a rattlesnake and a lucky dip.
He's the toast of London.
Okay, now here's the record company guy. And you can see he has a driver and a bouncer and all the money. And he's offering Barry a contract.
What are the hippies doing?
And he's not... Well, the hippies are like, don't be a fool, Barry. Take it. And then the other hippies will be like, wait a minute, Mr. Business Guy. We've got a contract with this guy. And then they're going to buy him out. And it's going to be a big fight. And he's not interested. He left the Aussie sound. Yeah, it is like to get plugged. Another pump, puff. Sassiness.
This guy's not supposed to be Dudley Moore, too, right? It's a different guy.
Say again, World War II?
No, the record producer, he kind of looks like a Dudley Moore type as well.
Dudley Moore, gotcha. Well, no, he's... I don't know. The other guy we saw was like a clone. They were clearly going for Dudley.
Right.
Watch him get paid off. You see that?
They've got live comedy.
Turn you round. Said that you'd be right back, but you've been gone a long, long time. I let the light burn all night. Now you know that that ain't right. You know it's wrong to stay away so long. Each night I walk the floor and sit there looking at the door. I should have known your so long meant goodbye. I'll take your hat right off my rack, 'cause you're never coming back, and I don't need your kind of loving anymore.
Take me and keep me away of a heartbreak. It's a sea of a heartbreak.
Let your sweet love die like flowers in the fall. Don't take away the smiles and leave the tears. My heart believes in you, please say you love me too. Don't leave me now to face the lonely years. I drifted all alone, no one to call my own. And then you came like an angel from the sky. You said we'd never part, don't leave and break my heart. Be mine alone, don't let your sweet love die. When the flowers fade away, they'll bloom again someday. Will you love me when the rosebud opens wide? Or is your kiss to be only a memory? I need you so, don't let your sweet love die. Don't let your sweet love die like flowers in the fall. Without you, life would seem like death to me. I've grown so used to you, I can't believe we're through. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die. I drifted all alone, no one to call my own. And then you came like an angel from the sky. You said we'd never part, don't leave and break my heart. Be mine alone, don't let your sweet love die.
Hello, 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 hello,
hello
again.
We are back.
Yes, we are. A lot has happened.
A lot has happened.
Catch them up, Claudia.
We started that off with Flats and Scruggs, Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. And from there, we went into Hank Williams' Lovesick Blues, which is a wonderful song. There's many iterations of that song. We had a hard time picking because... The Patsy Cline version is just stellar.
Oh my God, their growl in that song is just one of the best ever. But you know, you gotta have old Hank there. Oh, what are we doing? We're running around. We've been dancing. We've been dancing our asses off. I thought the dancing was gonna subside a little bit when we got to the honky tonk part of the Jamaican honky tonk, but
not so much.
Not so much. It's a little slower, maybe a little like. More evenly paced, a little more on the honky
than the tonky.
Than the tonky, yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. But
after Hank, we played Reno and Smiley with "Don't Let Temptation Turn You Round." Then we had Moon Mullican, "I'll Take Your Hat Right Off My Rack."
Oh, and he will too.
Yeah, he totally will. Some of these songs, like especially these old songs, you know, you hear them, you're like, is that dirty? I don't know. I can't tell. I'll take your hat right off my rack. From there, we went into Don Gibson, Sea of Heartbreak, which is one of my personal favorites. I love that song. And good thing the mics were down because we were having a sing-along here in the studio while that was happening. And we ended that set with Homer and Jethro, Don't Let Your Sweet Love Die. Right now, behind us, we got the sweet sounds of Jim Leahy. John, Jim Leahy, damn you, you got me. John Fahey. Jim Leahy is a character from the show Trailer Park Boys. It's not who we're listening to. We're listening to the beautiful sounds of John Fahey. Very close there. And now we're going to keep it going pretty soon here with a little more of the honky-tonk. What do we got coming up there, Loaf?
Well, we're about to play some Carl Perkins, the man himself. But I am not the best at queuing up records, and I'm not the best at deciding which song I want to play. So, trying to get to track four here. Sorry, not sorry.
If you want to do some talking, I can do some queuing.
All right, I'll do some talking. You do some queuing. If you do, here are the queuing mics or the thing. I don't know. Yeah, Carl Perkins. Wow. You know, he's the guy that wrote Blue Suede Shoes. A lot of people don't understand that. But, was a very humble man, a really nice guy by all of the people who worked close to him. Lived in Tennessee pretty much his whole life, and born and raised there. But there's a story, and I may have this a little bit wrong, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. Carl Perkins was actually on his way to the Ed Sullivan Show 2 weeks before Elvis was scheduled to do the his famous Blue Suede Shoes performance on the Ed Sullivan Show. Carl Perkins was actually on his way to the show, and they got in a car wreck, and I believe it was his drummer died in the car wreck.
Oh my God!
And he was put out of commission, And then 2 weeks later, Pretty Boy Elvis, what's his name, comes and steals some thunder. But no, I've always loved Carl Perkins, and he skates all the lines. He's like, he bops the blues, which is like the spirit of country, really. And he can go anywhere from like straight up rockabilly madness to just like a pop rock and roll song to just like a country, ballad. And he was like one of the first like real crossover artists in that way. And I've always been a big fan. Let's fire this up.
Yeah, I think the moral of that story is fuck Elvis Presley.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can appreciate a lot of what he did. He stole a lot of music from a lot of my favorite blues singers, too, and they never got any credit for it, or very little.
He stole opportunities from, like, even the white boys.
Yeah, just all around.
He was mansplaining to other men, basically.
I guess, hate the player, not the... Or hate... What is it?
Hate the game, not the player.
Or something. Yeah. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I love the game. I'm just hating that. I just don't think he's a player,
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I can't argue. He's got a good set of pipes and all that, but at the end of the day...
He ain't no Carl Perkins.
He ain't no Carl Perkins. And there's only one, actually.
Sorry, I'm not sorry that you have said goodbye. Oh, I'm sorry, and
Singing Irish tenor all the time, man. Ever since I met Johnny Cash, my voice has been gradually sinking, but It isn't nowhere near, and never has been as low as Dylan's. I love that lowness that he can get in it.
We made the wish, we said the prayer, we concentrated and we meditated. And right there, in that very grand ballroom of the Malala Motel in East Hong Kong, Illinois, there appeared a genie who toucheth me.
Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. I mean sherry wine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Bob, Mississippi water tastes like turpentine. Walks like a frog, hops like a kangaroo. If I can't be a hopper, wanna be your hopper too. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Mississippi water tastes like turpentine. Got a gal in Alabama, one in Spain, one in Louisiana, scared to call a name. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Mississippi water tastes like turpentine.
Well, rock it on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody rocking but me. Roll it on down to my house, baby. I need your company. Well, my mama and my papa at the PTA, and there ain't no telling how long they're gonna stay. So rock it on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. Walk it on down to my house, baby. Ain't no fun to be alone. Stroll it on down to my house, baby. Everybody else is gone. I mean, man, like I'm hearing is nobody else. And I sure hate to make this scene by myself. So walk it on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. Take it on down to my house, baby. I'll be waiting in the hall. Lay it on down to my house, baby. We're really gonna have a ball. Gather up all your records with a bopping beat. You better put an extra pair of socks on your feet. And then shake them on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. The rug just a little bit more, and then we're gonna rock and roll a big hole in the floor. So rock it on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. Ain't nobody home but me. I said ain't nobody home but me.
Let her go, don't stop.
We are back.
I think we're here.
Where are we?
We're nearby.
We're nearby. Wow! I just want to say, this is the what a difference a generation makes. But not really. That last track was Justin Tubb, which our first track, the first song we played on the country side of things here at the honky tonk, or Jamaican honky tonk, was Ernest Tubb Walking the Floor Over You. Like I said, it was my grandfather's favorite songs. His son went on to have a couple little rockabilly hits and went on to a kind of a mediocre, you know, success being a country star later. But he had like that little rockabilly, like, you know, that little snap to it, you know?
Yeah,
you know, jump. And like, but you can still hear his papa in it. It's really cool. I got this little compilation, a little cheapo record compilation thing, you know, out of the recent arrivals or something like that. And I was like, wow, didn't recognize any of the names. And I was like, Tub, oh, is that it's the same Tub. But yeah, the son of Ernest Tubb, it was a little like slick back rockabilly dude for a minute, and he made some good music. And yeah, that's the truth. What else did we play there?
We started off with some Carl Perkins, Only You, and then followed that up with a little more Carl Perkins, just to give him some love with I'm Sorry, I'm Not Sorry.
You can't have too much Carl Perkins. If there's such a thing, I don't want to live in that universe. There's no such thing as too much Carl Perkins. What else did we play?
From there, we went into some Arlo Guthrie, or was it
No. Woody Guthrie.
Woody Guthrie. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't think of Woody.
We were talking about generations.
Yeah, right.
I guess it's easy to get lost in conversation there. No, that was Woody Guthrie. What was the song? Hard Travelin', I think it was.
Hard Travelin'.
Yeah, yeah. And
then we went into some.
Well, he's like a little more on the, you know, this is like him and Ramblin' Jack are you know, doing the honky tonk side of the Jamaican honky tonk. We got to put a little bit of American folk in here, you know, which is going to include people like Ramblin' Jack and Elliot and. You know, Woody Guthrie. There's also going to be, like, bring some oddball, beautiful people like, you know, John Prine to the mix, too, which I think is coming up next.
Right.
But, yeah, we had Hard Living or Hard Traveling by
Woody Guthrie.
By Woody Guthrie. And then Ramblin' Jack told us a really funny story. It's called Michigan. Where is it? Michigan Water Blues. And he's talking about how Michigan water tastes like cherry wine. I guess Flint, Michigan probably had a little better COVID back in those days. I don't know, but apparently at some point Michigan, you know, river water tasted like cherry wine. I'll take his word for it, you know. I'm not going to argue. What else did we have for Ramblin' Jack? We had
the rockabilly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we went into Justin Tubb.
Justin Tubb laying it down with some fun stuff. What do we got? What are we doing? How's it going? Oh, hey, I wanted to give a little bit of a, you know, now we're doing. Oh, John Fahey. No, this is Jim Leahy and Ricky playing. John Fahey, not Jim Leahy. John Fahey playing some finger picking on the guitar that is always so beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful stuff.
I can never get sick of this guy. He's so much good stuff.
It's good background music. It's good like getting stuff done. Music like art project cleaning, like just about anything. It's.
You can really sit down and play a Rubik's Cube to this kind of stuff. Yeah, you know? Yeah, I've seen you do it.
Shh.
Don't tell. I've got proof. I've got proof. They're my own eyeballs.
Don't tell all my nerd secrets.
Oh, that's a different podcast.
That's the least of
that. You're blocked from. You don't hear it. God, he is such a nerd.
P.S. It's your secret podcast.
My secret podcast. The one that no one is allowed to listen to. I'm okay with that. What do we got lined up next?
Yeah, we got some.
Oh, wait, before we get away, because time will get away from us. We always think that, like, oh my God, we don't have enough music and this and that. 2 hours goes by really quick. And I love to run my mouth, so like, I kind of got to tap into that a little bit. But I wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up. Next week we have a really fun show. episode 4. We're having our first special guest next week, and it's who knows how it's going to go down, but a fellow named Flip Bits, who is the lead singer of a, as he puts it, a hardly strictly Devo cover band, is going to come down with his banjo and give us a, how did he put it? He's going to give us a Devo happy hour, but he insisted that payment we must pay him by buying him some Whizburger and getting him high, which, I mean, we were already going to do that kind of stuff anyway, so it's not a problem. But yeah, next week we're going to have the Flip Bits Devo happy hour, and for the first hour, in the second hour we're just going to play some silly, like, honest to God, like, silly fun songs that I think a lot of people would enjoy. But that's next week, and
sounds like it'll be fun.
I think we'll get through it. But shit, we still got this week to think about, don't we? That's a lot to think about.
Well, coming up next, we got some John Prine, a favorite of the loaf, a favorite of both of ours actually. It's played a lot at the house.
This is a staple. Definitely a house favorite. Since it was a house favorite since I was like, since before I could talk. We're doing Sweet Revenge, right?
Yes.
So this is the album Sweet Revenge, which is kind of a stretch for Honky Tonk in a way, because it's got a lot of like
soul
to it. Booker T and the MGs were his backup band on this one, and it's just a phenomenal album.
Yeah, I wish they had collaborated more, because it's just there's so much soul.
Only got the one album. I was like, man, what stood in the way? Like, why couldn't like Booker T and the MGs and like John Prine have just like done this for like a decade? Like, who knows what music we would have had? But this one pairing is one of my favorite albums. So which makes me think that kind of stuff. Like, oh my God, there could have been more, but. You know, record labels and people and egos or whatever, but this is a Jim Dandy of a song, and start it on up.
All right.
I got kicked off of Noah's Ark. I turned my cheek to one kind remark. There was two of everything. One of me, and when the rains came tumbling down, I held my breath and I stood my ground, and I watched that ship go sailing out to sea. Take it back, oh no, you can't say that. All of my friends are not dead. O-N-G, do rock, elf, stone. The black wind still moans. Sweet revenge without fail. I caught an Alcee on a plane, drove an English teacher half insane, making up jokes about bicycle spokes and red balloons. So I called up my local DJ, and he didn't have a lot to say, but the radio has learned all of my favorite things. Take it back, oh no, you can't say that. All of my friends are not dead. O-N-G, rock, elf, stone, the black wind still moans. Sweet revenge without fail. The white meter's on the run, and the dark meter's far too dark. And the milkman left me a note yesterday. Get out of this town by noon. You're coming on way too soon. And besides that, we never liked you anyway. Take it back, oh no, you can't say that. All of my friends are not dead. O-N-G. Black wind still moans.
my song live again. And the phrases that I write are just a footsteps out of time, from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James. All the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who'd steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, will you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind? Faded shirt, weathered brow, calloused hands upon the plow. Loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. The gossip of Madison County died with child. Although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek. Well, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind, these words remain from Reuben James. Reuben James, will you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind? Faded shirt, weathered brow, calloused hands upon the plow. Loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, one dark cloudy day they brought you from the field. And to your lonely pine box came just a preacher, me in the rain. Just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James. Reuben James, will you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind? Faded shirt, weathered brow, calloused hands upon the plow. Loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, will you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind? Faded shirt, weathered brow.
Come on, Dad, get away. it down, boy, throw it down.
Rushing round a bend and skipping stones. I saw the meadow wobble in the moonlight. I've come to get my girl and take her home. Her doorbell plays a bar. Stephen Foster. Her sister never left, and look what it cost her. We're gonna live in Nashville, and I'll make a career out of writing sad songs and getting paid by the tear. Marry me and leave Kentucky, come to Tennessee. But you're the only ten I see. You're the only ten I see.
I've looked through offices and honky-tonks for men, men enough to be.
Punk rock died when the first kid said, punk's not dead, punk's not dead. You know Louisville is death. We've got to up and move, because the dead do not improve. Goodbye, users and suckers and steady bad luckers. We're off to the land of club soda unbridled. We're off to the land of hot middle-aged women. Off to the land whose blood runneth orange. Marry me and leave Kentucky and come to Tennessee. You're the only ten I see. You're the only ten I see.
I've looked through offices and honky-tonks for men, men enough to be. Mr. and Mrs. Tennessee.
check, check, check. Well, howdy.
We're about to get on out of here.
That was quite the show.
Well, what did we listen to that last set?
That last set, we started off with John Prine, Sweet Revenge. From there, we went into Kenny Rogers doing Reuben James, which I love that song. I like the Conway Twitty version a little bit better, but we had to give Kenny some love. Then some Patsy Cline with I Got Rhythm in My Soul, Dolly Parton with the Mule Skinner Blues, and the Silver Jews with Tennessee.
Silver Jews, it's the guy, the fellow that plays guitar for Pavement. His garagey little honky-tonk band. And we're going to send you out with The Residents with a Michael Jackson beat doing a cover of a Hank Williams song. And we will see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And yeah, next week we got Flip Bits and some silly songs.
Oh yeah, Flip Bits is going to be down here. He is a character for sure. But yeah, he's going to do his little Devo thing. I think he's going to play a song for us live or something.